Welcome to On the Green Couch, brought to you by the UNICE Primary Support Centre.
Welcome to On the Green Couch. I have the privilege of chatting to Alana Walsh this morning. She's a UNICE old girl and attended UNICE from pre-primary all the way through to matric. Then she completed her BSc degree in nutrition and dietetics at the University of the Free State in 2023. She did her community service last year at Pikulong Hospital in Bethlehem. She's now working in private practice at Imoyamed and MediClinic in Bloemfontein. Alana is now busy with her postgraduate diploma in lactation consulting to specialise in supporting mothers in breastfeeding. Our focus today is on children in primary school who do sport and how parents can support their nutrition. Many of our children train hard, they play matches, and as parents or teachers, we often wonder, what exactly should they eat? When should they eat? And are the nutrition rules different for children and adults?
Thanks for having me. It's really important to support young athletes with nutrition that's appropriate for their age, growth, development, and activity.
And what are the special nutrition needs for young athletes?
The nutrition needs of young children doing sport are higher than that of children who are less active. They have their usual growth demands and the extra demands of participating in sport and training. Children who are less active or more active, may need more energy or calories than children who are less active.
That makes sense.
What that means is that the parent should ensure that the children are eating enough overall. Enough meals, snacks, and nutrient-rich foods, so that they have fuel for training, recovery, and growth. And
Alana, how can a parent tell if their child is eating enough or not? What are some of the signs that a child might not be getting enough energy or nutrients for their training?
So there are some signs that we can watch for. We can watch if the child is always tired, they are slow to recover, or lack enthusiasm for training.
Yes.
Their growth or their weight may slow down. So that means that they might be too light for their age for height.
Yes.
And they may skip meals frequently or go long periods without a snack before or after training. Their performance may also drop and they can get sick more often. If you see these signs, it could mean that their diet isn't meeting their needs. So you should check how often they eat, how much they eat in terms of their portion sizes,
yes,
the varieties of foods that they eat, and whether they are drinking enough fluids.
What about the kind of food? For example, before training, after training, match day, what should parents aim for?
So there are some special points for young athletes. Before training or a match, a meal or snack that includes a carbohydrate-like starchy food needs to be added for fuel,
yes,
but also some protein and not too much fat, because fat can slow down their digestion.
Okay.
An example could be something like a sandwich with a lean meat or cheese and a fruit,
yes,
or something like a yogurt with banana and some whole grain cereal. After training or a match, the focus is on recovery, so replenishing their energy stores with carbohydrates and providing protein to help the muscles repair and grow. For example, something like a chicken wrap with a salad or a smoothie with milk, yogurt, and a fruit and oats. Also, make sure that they are drinking enough fluids. Children may not always feel thirsty, but fluid is so important.
I can believe that. And so we often see that children sometimes only have a sweet snack or chips or something before training because they're in a rush after school. So does that matter a lot?
That does matter. A snack of chips or something that's high in sugar and low in healthy nutrients is not a good option.
Yes.
It will provide some quick energy, but not in the correct balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to eat something that gives sustained energy, so includes a carbohydrate,
yes,
but also some protein or a good fat,
yeah,
and is easy to digest so that it doesn't cause discomfort while they're training.
Okay.
If a child arrives at training underfueled or hungry, performance suffers and recovery is slower. So I'd encourage parents to plan a quick, balanced snack, ideally something that they can grab as part of the after-school routine, like yogurt and a fruit or whole grain bread with peanut butter or cheese, and healthy crackers like Provitas with a fruit. Over time, this is going to become a habit and help their sport and their growth.
Okay. Parents often worry about their children's weight, though, and staying lean. So how should we think about weight and body composition in children who play sport?
Sure. That's a bit of a sensitive but a very important topic. In young athletes, the main focus should not be on losing weight. The priorities are growth, health, and having enough energy for the training and recovery. If a child appears to be underweight, is losing weight unintentionally, or is always tired, that's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, a child may be heavier but very fit and active. Weight alone is not the whole story.
Yes.
Parents should encourage healthy habits like regular meals, good snacks, enough fluids, enough sleep, and enjoying their sport, rather than focusing on weight and appearance. If parents are worried, they can get support from a dietitian.
I love that you said enjoying their sport. I think that is the crux. You talk a lot about fluids. So what about hydration? Children don't always ask for water while they're training, so how much is enough?
Okay, so hydration is often overlooked, but is very important. For young athletes, fluid should be encouraged before training. So a drink 20 to 30 minutes before they start.
Yes.
And it's also important to have a water bottle available during breaks or training and encouraging children to sip regularly.
Mm.
After training or matches, give fluids. Water is fine.
Okay.
And if the session was long or in the heat, include a snack with the fluid, something like milk or yogurt. That also helps with their recovery.
Would that like include like a little steri stumpy, something
yes,
like that?
Yes, definitely. So even though children may not feel very thirsty, they might still be dehydrated, which can affect their performance, their concentration, and their recovery.
Mm, and recovery is important.
Recovery is very important. So as a parent, it's so important to make sure that water is available. Teach the habit of drinking, model it yourself, and remind the children to drink rather than wait for them to ask for something to drink.
Okay. So are there any special nutrients or foods that parents should pay attention to for children that participate in sport?
Yes, so there are nutrients that are very important, especially when children are very active.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is protein. So this is needed for growth and repair. So young athletes need a little bit more protein than less active children, but not extreme amounts. This can damage their kidneys. And then secondly, carbohydrates. So this provides most of the fuel for training. Ensuring adequate carbohydrates like whole grains, fruits, and starchy vegetables is very important so that children don't run out of fuel for energy while they're training. Thirdly, we want to make sure that calcium and vitamin D are good in the diet because children need this for bone growth and development. And children's bones are still growing.
Of course.
So enough dairy and other foods that contain calcium should be eaten. In South Africa, children are often exposed to the sun, and that will provide the vitamin D that they need. Then lastly, iron is very important, especially for adolescent girls, and for any children showing signs of fatigue or low performance. Iron supports oxygen transport and energy. And if you are worried about low iron, it's a good idea to ask your doctor to refer the child for blood tests because we don't want to give iron to children when it's not needed.
Definitely. So there is a worry that I hear from parents, and that's that should my child be using sports supplements? So I see protein bars in sports drinks and even creatine mentioned on social media. What is your advice about that?
Okay, so that's a very important question. For young athletes, my advice is focus on whole foods first. Supplements are not usually necessary and in many cases are unhelpful or even harmful if used when not needed.
Mm-hmm.
Sports drinks and bars have a place for children in training for if they are training for more than 60 to 90 minutes at a high intensity, and snacks and fluids that are available are inadequate. But for most primary school kids, they probably aren't needed. Protein powders, creatine, and other adult athlete supplements should be avoided unless under the guidance of a qualified dietitian or doctor. Many of the so-called sports supplements are poorly regulated as well. So that means we can't really be sure what they really contain if they do have what they say they do.
Of course.
And many contain unwanted ingredients. In most cases, the benefits that they promise do not justify the cost and risk. So parents should first check that their children are eating adequate meals, snacks, and fluids. They should ensure that their children are getting enough rest, growing well, and having fun when they participate in sport.
Fun again?
If they are, then supplements aren't required. If there's a concern, like a very heavy training load, multiple matches, or children who are on a restricted diet, then I think it's a good idea to consult with a dietitian so it can be planned.
Yes. Okay, so finally, what are the three takeaway tips for parents to support their child's sport nutrition?
Okay, so firstly, we want to identify two or three quick, healthy snacks that your child will like and keep them on hand before and after training. Something like a yogurt and fruit, whole grain bread and peanut butter, cheese and healthy crackers with a fruit, something like that. Secondly, we want to make sure that the child has a refillable water bottle and remind them to drink before, during, and after training or matches. And then lastly, meal timing and variety are important. We want to make sure that a good portion of carbohydrates like rice, pasta, potatoes, or whole grains is included, a lean protein, something like chicken, fish, eggs, legumes, vegetables or salad, and a dairy or calcium-rich alternative are included in the main meal of the day. Encourage your child to eat something at least 1 to 2 hours before training so that they have fuel and aren't hungry when they play sports. These small routine changes can make a big difference over time.
Definitely. Oh, thank you so much for these tips. I'm sure parents listening will find them very helpful. And as you said, it's not about perfection, but creating good habits that support growth, fun in sport, and health.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and best of luck to all the young athletes out there and the parents who are supporting them.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you.